You're listening to Manny's Scale Modeling with Manny and co-host John Scale Models. Grab some coffee, sit back, and let's talk plastic models.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? And thanks for listening to Manny's Scale Modeling Podcast. So I got a couple shout outs I want to get out here, and a video entry that I'll be doing probably within the next day or two. First thing, let's talk about Iceman Collections. I got some parts coming in for a review. I'm going to check those out. And one of the engines I'm getting is going in a certain truck that I've been working on for, probably a year and a half, I think. I've been going through trying to figure out what engine to do. And I went on his website and I saw that one. I'm like, yeah, I'll take that one. So going to be doing a review on that and a built up on it. Build up on it and stuff too. So, but anyway, Iceman Joel at Iceman Collections is having the whole month of April, 10% off, and you can put in the code and get 10% off your order. 10MSM10 to get 10% off your order. So go check that out. And his link is on the website, mannyscalemodeling.com, and click on his, logo and go right to his website. So a couple shout outs. Linda, the modeling chick, sent in her shop card. I think it was last week or something like that. I did a shout out on a video on my channel too. And also Mark, the mediocre modeler. They're both awesome. Go check them guys out. If you go on my YouTube channel, you can watch the video and their links are in the description. Also want to give a shout out to Randy and the guys over at Scale Rods and Mods on Facebook. Randy does a lot of auctions and stuff on kits and whatnot. Very cool. I actually watched I was in one of their auctions last night. Randy was doing one. A lot of awesome stuff, guys, and awesome prices too. So go check out Randy and the guys over at Scale Rods and Mods on Facebook, and I will have their link on the website also, and you can click on the link and get on their Facebook page and join that group. Let's see. I also got a mail call in from Ed over at One Team Garage, and I've talked about Ed and One Team Garage before on the podcast and on the videos. We're doing a buddy build for the Cobra 427 kit, which is going to be awesome. Also, I got in my Master Builder book. And if you're not familiar with that, go on the website and scroll down towards the bottom and you'll see a picture of the Master Modeler book. Click on the button and you can get it on Amazon. And it's great for putting all your model info in, for each build. It's just, it's awesome. I already got two builds in it already, and I just got it yesterday. So very cool. And thanks, Ed. I appreciate the magazine. I also got a bottle of some paint and some eye pins, another shop card, and a sticker. So definitely go check that out, guys. And check out One Team Garage over on YouTube, too, go check out Ed at One Team Garage on YouTube. Awesome channel, builder guy, just awesome. I had a video coming up. It's going to be my entry in for the Terry Senior at Hobby Barn that passed away recently. And Brian at Got Fuels Model Car Garage is doing a tribute build, group build. And I just got my decals last week for it, and I picked out a car to do, so I'll be doing my intro video for that too, with some other stuff going on in there. So make sure you go check that out, Manny Scale Modeling on YouTube. And I'm hoping, I kind of have colors picked out for it. I'm not quite sure yet, but I've got ideas in my head, so... let's see. the demon is coming along pretty good. I'm not going with the stock rear end. And then I grabbed a 3D printer resin one that I had. I was going to use that. And, well, I found a file for a 4-link setup. So I'm printing that out right now as we speak. And it should be done probably in about an hour or two. And some other parts. But I'm going to use that rear end in the Demon. I got the Hellcat engine pretty much almost all done. I just got to do the wiring stuff, which I have to look all that up because I have no idea how any of that stuff goes on that. So that'll be interesting. The rims are painted. I end up using some Pegasus rubber tires instead of the resin ones. I just think it looks better, and I didn't like how much of a low profile the 3D printed resin ones tires were. It didn't look right, and I just didn't want to deal with it. So the Pegasus tires fit right in, or the rims fit right in them, so it worked perfect. The Cobra 427, Buddy Bill with Ed there. I'm not too crazy about those tires either, the 3D printed ones. They're a little thin. I guess in certain builds it might look all right, but I don't like the way I held it up to it, and it just doesn't look right with the low profile tires. I really don't like that. So I'm trying to find some kit tires or rubber tires or whatever to take their place, because I'm not crazy about them at all. But with that being said, you know, I just wish that there were more 3D printed tires or 3D print files for the tires to interchange a lot more with stuff, you know, a little bit thicker sidewalls and stuff like that would be awesome. It's just something, you know, I don't know. I just think that a lot of them are, you know, they're thin walled and stuff, and, you know, I mean, yeah, they still look awesome. I used a set on the Roadrunner I did, and they came out awesome. Or not the Roadrunner, sorry. What the heck was it I used them on? Oh, the Foose truck. And also the 55 Chevy I did also has 3D printed tires on it, which are painted with the Tamiya rubber black. God, I can't remember the number for that, but they're awesome. So I guess that's pretty much what I wanted to talk about today. So like I said, you know, definitely go check out Iceman Collections. Go check out Randy and the guys over at Scale Rods and Mods on Facebook. And get on there when they're doing their auctions and stuff, which they'll have all the info on the Facebook page. So you can check that out. And yeah, there was some really nice kits I saw, you know, that were either being auctioned off or as Randy was going around with the camera looking at stuff so people could see what they wanted to bid on, he'd pull it off the shelf. And yeah, there was some nice stuff there. So, and he's got a lot. So the auctions will be going on pretty well. And there's a couple other guys that do the auctions too, I believe. I can't remember, but I'll get the info and I'll tell it again. Yeah, so that's pretty much it, guys. Also, you can go over to Gallery, and you can click the link on the website, the logo on the website, Manny Scale Modeling. Click on that logo and stuff and put in the code Manny010 and get 10% off at Gallery, which are awesome airbrushes, and I got some airbrush stuff coming up. I don't know, probably within the next week or so, about some of the airbrushes in that. But I'm mostly trying to get this flame video series started, and it's just the editing and some stuff that I messed up on as far as editing wise. I've deleted stuff on accident, so that's my fault. But anyway, guys, you know, go check out that. And, you know, pretty much everything on the website, there's a lot of info on the website as far as, you know, there's Hobby Nut Models. Definitely go check out Hobby Nut Models. You know, let's see, let's take a quick look here real quick before we go. You got Typhoon paint mixers and paint racks. You got the Model Hut Sales Shack, Brian at Buster's Custom Paints, Gallery, Hobby Nut Models, Atlantis Models, Iceman Collections, STS Decals, and don't forget about that Master Builder book. That's awesome. And also got Frank over at East Texas Scale Models that makes the Gallery airbrush stands. So you can go check his website out, email him. There's links on the website for that. And some other info on there too. And the podcasts are on the website also. And also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and, you know, all the real good ones there. So thanks for listening, everybody. And have a video coming out soon. And a podcast will be coming back up soon too. So have a good day, and we will be back.